Yukos and the Monster. Long, long ago, there was a monster called Mandibon. He lived in a cave on the Ampaig Mountain, near the Umayan River. All the people in the villages by the river were afraid of him. Mandibon was a wild and terrible monster. And he was always hungry. He often stole chickens and pigs from the villagers. The villagers were very frightened. "Mandibon has taken all our chickens," they said. "Will he take our children now?" Many of the villagers left their homes. Chief Barigani lived in the biggest village. He was the leader of all the villages by the river. His people were very worried. And he was worried too. "What can I do?" he asked himself. Many years ago, the chief had fought the monster. But Mandibon had almost killed him. And now, Chief Bangani was not a young man. "No. I'm not quick enough or strong enough," he thought. "I cannot fight Mandibon again. But there are young men in the villages by the river. Many of them are strong and quick. Is one of them brave enough? Is one of them clever enough? Can one of them kill Mandibon?" Chief Bangani was worried about something else. He had a beautiful daughter called Boai. He was worried about her. "Mandibon is a problem," thought Chief Bangani. "And Boai is a problem too. I have to find a good husband for her." One day, Chief Bangani was thinking about his problems. Suddenly, he had an idea. He knew what to do. "I'll give my daughter to the young man who kills Mandibon," he thought. "The young man will be brave and strong. He will marry Boai." Soon, all the villagers had heard the news. Lots of men wanted to marry Boai. They were all young and handsome. "One of them will kill the monster," thought the chief. The first young man went up the mountain to Mandibon's cave. "He is strong and clever," the villagers said. "He'll kill Mandibon." But they were wrong. The young man fought bravely and well, but the monster killed him. The villagers were surprised and they were sad. The weeks passed. Many other young men went to fight Mandibon. But Mandibon was big and strong and cruel. Every one of the young men died. "What shall I do now?" thought Chief Bangani. "Mandibon has killed the best young men from all the villages." The chief was very unhappy.